Tonight's share dedicated to Refuah Shleima for Rafal Mordechai Ben Handel. This week's Parsha Shlach, which is also Shabbos Mevarchim, the month of Tammuz, the month in which we begin the Bein HaMetzorim, the 3 weeks, beginning with Shavasa B'Tammuz, the month in which the Chet HaEgel occurred, the month in which most of the journey of the Meraglim occurred. The Meraglim, which is what most of this parasha speaks about, were sent Erev Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, Chavtes Sivan. They came back on the 8th of Menachem Av. So most of their journey was in Tammuz. The entire Tammuz, in fact, was during this time, while the Sivan was only 1 day and 8 days in Av, but the entire Tammuz was when the Meraglim were journeying through Eretz Yisrael with the intent, at least according to most of the opinions here, that when they already started Biyosan be'etzara, Halichasan be'etzara, as Rashi says, they came back with a plot, they left already with that plot, and that's why Tammuz has been a difficult month ever since. These two chatoim, Chet HaEgel and Chet HaMeraglim, are mashlim one another. Chet HaEgel, as severe as it was, did not bring upon the gezeira. The gezeira on the Dor HaMidbar was because of what we read in this week's parasha. The Mishnah says in Erechin, Lo nechtam gezar din on Yisrael ela b'shvil lashon hara. The Mishnah says over there that it was the gossip against Eretz Yisrael, Vayotziu Dibas Ha'oretz, as the Pasuk says. That's why their fate was sealed. Their fate was not sealed, in other words, after Chet HaEgel, as much as it was after Chet HaMeraglim. And the Mishnah there quotes the Pasuk in this week's parasha, Vayinasu Osi Ze Eser Pa'amim. This is the 10th time already. As the Gemara there in Erechin says, Rashi brings it here in this week's parasha, that B'nai Yisrael tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu 10 times. Shnayim Bayom, Shnayim Bamon, Shnayim Beslov, Shnayim Bemayim, and Echod Be'egel, Echod Be'meraglim. The Meraglim was the final Nisoyo, and as we're going to read in the upcoming Perek, in Perkei Avos, Asor and Nisoyonis, Niso Avoyseinu, Es HaKodesh Baruch Hu, there were 10 tests. This is the 10th and the final one, the one that brought about the Gzar Din, the Chasimas Gzar Din on Klal Yisroel. Rashi also tells us in this week's parasha, in Perek Yudalid Pasuk Lamed Dalid, when the punishment was issued against Klal Yisrael, that for the 40 days of the journeying, for the 40 days that the Meraglim traveled, for each day, a year, was decreed on Klal Yisrael to have to remain in the desert. Arboim Yoim, Yoim Lashana, Yoim Lashana, Tisu Es Avoinoi Seichem, it says it in the plural. So Rashi says there that it's referring to the two avoinos of Egel and Meraglim. Even though he says, Afal Pisha Kodma L'Shiluach HaMeraglim, because Rashi brings the Cheshbon, those that were 20, really, when it started already by Chet HaEgel, until there were 60, so therefore Rashi brings over here, L'Fisha Misha Oso Esa Egel, also Gezeira Zuba Machshava. The Gezeira had already been formulated, sort of, Kaviyochel B'machshava, after Chet HaEgel, El Shehimten Lohem Achet Esmali Sa'asim, but he waited until the Chet HaMeraglim, V'zehu Shenemar V'yoyim Pokti B'meraglim, before Karati Aleim Chatosim, V'afkan Nemar Tisu Es Avoinoi Seichem, plural, Shtei Avoinoi Shel Egel V'shel Tluna. So the Chet HaEgel and the Chet HaMeraglim, which both occur in the month of Tammuz, was what causes Tammuz to be such a difficult month. So right away, the connection between this parasha and Tammuz is clear. However, let's try to go a little deeper into it. The parasha begins with the Meraglim, and the parasha ends with the topic of Tzitzis, which we say every day, the parasha of Vayomer. And the parasha of Tzitzis ends all the way at the end, the last pasuk, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim Lehi Eslochem Le'Elokim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Yitzias Mitzrayim once again. Yitzias Mitzrayim mentioned over and over again in Chumash. We mention every day in Kriya Shema, including nighttime, as the Mishnah says in Brachas, Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Ba'Leilois. We mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at night, as we said in the Haggadah, Asha Darsha Ben Zayma, Shenem Alaban Tiskar, Esyayim Tzayischam, Ayaretz Mitzrayim, Koyli Mechayecha. Where do we say Yetzias Mitzrayim by night? In the Parsha of Tzitzis. Because Tzitzis really should not be read at night. Tzitzis is not, does not occur at night. There is no Tzitzis at night. So Laila is Pata from Tzitzis. So why do we say the Parsha of Vayomer at night together with Kriyat Shema? Only because of the Yetzias Mitzrayim part. That's the last Pasuk of Parsha Shlach. What does that have to do with the Meraglim story? The topic of Tzitzis is very much related to the Meraglim. Rashi, in fact, himself, when he quotes the Loisosuru Achre Levavchem, which is the lav mentioned in Parsha Tzitzis, that Tzitzis reminds us of all the mitzvahs, and Tzitzis reminds us not to stray after our eyes and after our hearts, which is Minus, Kfira, and Znus. So Rashi quotes the pasuk at the beginning of the parsha. Sasuru was like the words mitur haoretz, when one tours looks around with his eyes. V'lo sasuru achrei levavchem. So you should not look around. Halev v'ha'enayim, says Rashi, the heart and the eyes, hey meraglim leguf, they are the spies for the body. So a clear connection between the parsha of Tzitzis and the parsha of the meraglim. The lev and the enayim are the meraglim of the guf. And just as the Meraglim veered off course, not following the directives of Moshe Rabbeinu, coming back with a negative report about Eretz Yisrael, and in fact the Torah uses the word znus concerning v'chet ha-Meraglim, tisu es zinuseichem. Znus over here doesn't mean literally znus, as Rashi says, quoting the Targum Onkelos, v'kabalon yaschoi veichoim. Znus over here meaning your Averos, every Averos is referred to as Nus. Nus means to stray, that's what it literally means. And every Averos, a person is straying away from Hashem. And at the end of the parasha, V'leisah suru achrei levavchem, v'achrei anechem ashratem, zoynim achareihem. The severity of straying, following our eyes, that's what the Meraglim did. They looked at Eretz, they perceived Eretz Yisrael the wrong way. Their eyes took them off course. Instead of looking at it positively, mahi, as Moshe Rabbeinu told them. They looked at Eretz Yisrael, they looked at the conquering of the land, they looked at the giants, they looked at what they perceived to be an impossibility that we're going to be able to conquer such large people, such a multitude of people. And as Sifrei Chassidus explained, they were worried they wouldn't be able to conquer the temptations. Eretz Oichelus Yoshvehohi, the land is being consumed by materialism. They were worried after living in a life of total spirituality, they're going to fall, dealing with the physical. But what about the last pasuk of Parsha of Tzitzis? The last pasuk is about Yetzias Mitzrayim. What does Yetzias Mitzrayim have to do with Chet HaMeraglim? And as we know, every Parsha, the beginning and the end are connected. The beginning, the Parsha starts off, Shlach Lecha Anoshim. And Rashi right away tells us that the smichus haparshia is the juxtaposition of Shlach to Maisa Miriam, is that they saw what happened to Miriam. Ra'u v'laylokhu musa. They saw and they didn't take a lesson. So right away Rashi is telling us that the Meraglim had who to learn from and they didn't. Ra'u, they saw v'laylokhu musa. Again, they saw something but they didn't learn the lesson that they should have. When we see something happen in life, when we see an occurrence, when we see a tragedy, it's supposed to affect us. The tragedy of Miriam did not affect them. Ra'u, Rashi says, they saw what happened, but like Lakhul Musa, they didn't take a lesson. It's not for them, it's not us, it's someone else. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ru'isem es ha'oretz mahi, and they looked at the land differently. So the parasha ends off, Ru'isem ha'oretz yuzachartem, v'loisa suru achrei levavchem v'achrei nechem. So the parsha starts with a chet. The Meraglim was clearly a terrible chet, which leads to not only the delay of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, but to to all the future Goluyos. That's actually a pasuk in Tehillim, in Kapitel Kuvav. The pasuk says, "Vayimasu be'eretz chemda." Klal Yisrael despised the desired land. "Vayimasu be'eretz chemda," and as a result, Vayisa Yodai Lahem, Hashem swore, Lahapaloisam Bagoyim Luzoroisam Bo'arotsoi. So it wasn't just that they were punished, that. Thanks. It wasn't only that they were punished, that they're going to have to stay in the Midbar. Their punishment also was that they're going to have to go through Goluyas. They have to go through Golus. In fact, the Baal HaTurim says it's hinted in the name Shlach, the name of this week's parasha, because Shin Lamed Ches, that's the year in which Churban Beis HaMikdash occurred. Churban Beis HaMikdash happened in the year 3338. Gimel Shin Lamed Ches, Shlach. As a result of what takes place in this week's parasha, there is the Churban Beis HaMikdash. There are the 3 weeks, the 9 days. It's all because of what happens here. This is where our fate was sealed, as we mentioned in the Mishnah before. The Chasima of the Gezeira was here. Like Nechtam Gezar Dinam Ela Aloshain Hara of the Chet HaMeraglim. Yet the parasha ends with the mitzvah of Tzitzis. And the parasha ends with the mitzvah of Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And before that we have the mitzvah of Nesochim, the pouring of wine on the Mizbeach. And we have Challah. A complete contrast to how we started off the parasha. We start off the parasha with Chet, with Aveira. We end off the parasha with mitzvahs. And with the mitzvah of Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, because that was the Chet HaMeraglim. The Meraglim did not remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim is the foundation, it's the Yesoid. That's why every day we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim over and over again. Not only Zohar, Eis HaShua, Hashem Elokecha, about Derech Petzeisachami Mitzrayim, but in Kriya Shema, Ani Hashem Elokecha, Mashar Yitzias Yitzchami Eretz Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim is the Yesoid and foundation of the Jewish people. We always have to leave Mitzrayim. And when we forget and we go back to Mitzrayim, we miss the boat, so to speak. And in fact, that's what the Meraglim said. The Meraglim said, Nitana Roish Vena Shuva Mitzrayim. Let's return to Mitzrayim. It's clear. It's not just that they didn't remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, but literally, they want to go back to Mitzrayim. Haloi Toiv Lanu Shuv Mitzrayim, they said. Why are you taking us to a land that we are not going to be able to conquer, so that we should fall by the sword? Noshenu V'tapenu Yehiyu Lavaz. Clearly what's missing here is the message of Yitzias Mitzrayim. They haven't left Mitzrayim yet. Mitzrayim hasn't left them yet. Despite that they went out of Mitzrayim, already received the Torah. If they're able to fall here, and their emunah was lacking to the point that they could actually say, Chazaku mimenu, as Chazal say, Kavi Yochel, Ein Baal Habayis Yochel, Lehoitzi Kelev Mishram, that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavi Yochel can't conquer the land for them, then clearly they have not left Mitzrayim. Now Rashi at the end of the parasha, when he talks about tzitzis, he goes through a whole arichas in drush, which is unusual for Rashi to do. And Rashi discusses here what the tzitzis hint to us, the four corners, the eight strings. And then Rashi ends off that the words psil techeles, besides the literal understanding of it, which means a thread dyed blue from the chalazon, but he says it comes from the word from Aramaic, techeles shikul, which means annihilation. Psil techeles is a remez to the annihilation of the firstborns in Mitzrayim, the makas b'chayros. And the makah was at night, and that's the color of the sky. The color of the sky, as the night begins, is the color of Tcheles. And the eight Shchutim, Rashi says, are connected to the 8 days that Klal Yisrael delayed from when they went out of Mitzrayim until they actually said Shira by the Yam. Well, before Hashem asks why Rashi has to mention this at all, what Shaychus does this have to do with the Parasha of Tzitzis? And, of course, what does it have to do with Parashas Shalach and the Chet HaMeraglim? Well, if you go a little back, Rashi says, Ani Hashem Elokechem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. He says, Al Manas Kein, this is why I redeemed you in order to keep my mitzvahs. Then he says, why does it say Yitzias Mitzrayim? Ani Hu Shehevchanti B'Mitzrayim Bein Tipa Shel Bechor L'Sha'en Shel Bechor. I'm the one who made the distinction between those who are firstborns and those who are not. I knew who was the firstborn, who was not a firstborn. And I also will punish those who claim that they're wearing tcheles and they're really putting in their tzitzis what we call kala ilam, which was a fake. It was counterfeit tcheles. It wasn't real tcheles. Rashi again mentions makas b'chayros. He mentions what took place when the b'chayrei Mitzrayim were killed and the b'chayrei Yisrael were saved. What does makas b'chayros have to do with this? But as we mentioned before, there are 10 tests. Asara nisyonis, the 10 tests that Klal Yisrael tested Hashem, are keneged, as the Chiddush Yerim, the Sfas Emes says, other svarim, they are connected the asara ma'amorais shebohem nivra ha'olam, the 10 utterances that Hashem created the world with, which correspond to the asaras hadibrois, which correspond to the esa makois, which correspond to the esa kedushois. Eretz Yisrael is a land of 10 kedushois, says the Mishnah in Kalim. It starts with Eretz Yisrael, Harabayis, Chil, Heichal, Kodesh Kodosh, Ben Hulam Velam Mizbeach, told the Kodesh Kodosh, and there are Eser Kedusha, it's enumerated at the beginning of Mishnayos Kalim, in Eretz Yisrael. In order for a Yid to experience the Eser Kedusha, he has to remove himself from the, as the Zayar calls it, the Asara Kisrin de Mesoavusa, the 10 crowns of Tumah. There are Eser Koiches HaTumah, just like there are Eser Koiches of Kedusha, there are 10 spheroids in Kedusha, there are also in Tumah. And the Eser Makos in Mitzrayim removed that tumah from Klal Yisrael till they reached Makas Bechayrus. The final Makah corresponds to Bereishis. The Arizal says it goes mitata la'ela. We start from the last utterance till the first. Bereishis is Keneged Makas Bechayrus. It's also Keneged Anoichi, which is the tenth of the Aseres Hadibros, if you count from Leisachmoid. You start with Leisachmoid and you end up with Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha. You start with the last Dibur of the Asorah Ma'amoros, you end with Bereishis. Makas Bechayrois is when Klal Yisrael reached the level of Bechor, Keser. The Bechayrei Mitzrayim were killed, and we were taken as a substitute. We were taken instead. Mitzrayim does not deserve the title Reishis. Amalek doesn't deserve the title Reishis. Klal Yisrael deserves the title Reishis. Bereishis Bore Elohim Beshvil Yisrael Shenikru Reishis Tevuasa. We are Hashem's first produce. We are His firstborn. B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu was told to tell Paroi before even the Makkah start, that the goal is that this is going to reveal the fact that we are the firstborn of Hashem. The Gemara says in Shabbos that when Klal Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma, that's when we became Hashem's firstborn, which of course leads us to Matan Torah. And Matan Torah, we receive the crowns, the Tuksorim from Nasa V'Nishma. And we are now the Bechor, we are now the firstborn of Hashem. That's how it was supposed to be, where every firstborn was supposed to serve in the Mishkan. There was no such thing as Kohanim and Leviim. Every Yid is a Kohen. Every Yid is a Bechor. However, as a result of Chet HaEgel, beginning with Chet HaEgel, we started the downfall, which culminates with the Chet HaMeraglim. The Chet HaMeraglim, as mentioned before, is what completed the Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel started and the Chet HaMeraglim finished. Therefore, the Mishnah tells us the Chasima of the Gezar Din on Klal Yisrael was because of the Chet HaMeraglim. The Chet HaMeraglim is the final Chet, the final Nisoyan. Keneged the Asara Ma'amorois, Keneged the Asaras Hadibrois, we, Keneged Bereishis, Beshvil Yisrael, Shenikru Ureishis, Makas Bechayris, which is the final Makkah by Yitzias Mitzrayim, was supposed to bring us to this level of Bechor. But, as we read in last week's parasha, in Parashas Baha'aleisko, when the Leviim were chosen, the Pasuk says, Ki li kol Bechor b'vnei Yisrael, when b'yoyim ha'koisi kol Bechor b'eretz Mitzrayim higdashti oisom li. The day that I killed all the firstborns in Mitzrayim, I took every Jewish firstborn to be mine. However, because of Chet HaEgel, v'ekech ha'Leviim tachas kol Bechor b'vnei Yisrael. That's why there was designation of Leviim and Kohanim, because we didn't deserve it anymore. By the Chet HaEgel, we lost it. By the Chet HaMeraglim, we lost it. Had the Meraglim, however, gone to Eretz Yisrael and come back and only discussed what they saw and not give any opinions, had they not been convinced, had they not been seduced into the Chet HaMeraglim, Klal Yisrael would have entered Eretz Yisrael at that time. And if we figure it out, basically that means that could have been that the Knesa into Eretz Yisrael would have been in Chaydish Tammuz, or Chaydish Av. They came back Ches Av. So it could have been in on Tisha B'Av itself. Had they come back and given a good report, we would have entered Eretz Yisrael on Tisha B'Av. Had they not sent the Meraglim at all, we could have entered Eretz Yisrael in Tammuz. Instead, Tammuz and Av are the months of Churban. Instead, these are the months that we bemoan, we lament, the churban that could have been avoided had the Meraglim not been sent, or had the Meraglim not come back with the evil gossip. So Rashi, therefore, at the end of the parasha, tells us how tzitzis, the psil techeilis, is a remez to makas b'chayrois. Makas Bechairus is when we received the title Bnei Bechair Yisrael. By Chet HaMeraglim we lost it. We could have still had it even after Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel was pending. Chet HaEgel could have been rectified at that time if there would not have been a Chet HaMeraglim. So Chet HaMeraglim is what finished us off for that time. And as a result of that, Klal Yisrael doesn't deserve that title Bechor totally yet. The Avoida cannot be Bechorois. Kohanim and Leviim have to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. They did not sin by the Chet HaEgel. They did not sin by the Chet HaMeraglim. They had nothing to do with either Chet. Therefore, they retain that Madrega of Bechor. They are the Bechor. They have Bechorim literally. They didn't even have to really be set aside. They never lost it, because they never participated in the Chet HaEgel or the Chet HaMeraglim. We see here, Shevet Levi did not participate. Levi does not have a representative who went to Eretz Yisrael as one of the Meraglim. The Gemara tells us, and Rashi brings it over here, that Yehoshua, Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Yehoshua. By Yikra Moshe L'Hoshea ben Nun Yehoshua. Moshe davened that Yehoshua should not be affected. He should not be convinced to follow. Yikar Yehoshiacha me'atzas Meraglim. The Farshim asks, why did he only daven for Yehoshua? I mean, he already saw something was going wrong. Why davka Yehoshua did he daven for? There's many different answers given. The Reikeach says, by the name of Yosef's representative of Shevet Menashe, the pasuk is Lamate Yosef, Lamate Menashe, Gadi Ben Susi. Says the Reikeach that the Chayra, he says, Yosef loved Eretz Yisrael. Yosef is the one who says V'ha'alisem es hasmoisai mizeh itachem. Menashe loves Eretz Yisrael. We see that with the Benos Slavchot. They had a tremendous chavivas for Eretz Yisrael. So where does it come that the representative of Shevet Menashe from Yosef is one of the Meraglim who later dies and is punished, and as a result of this chait plunges the entire Klal Yisrael into Golas? Says the Rokeach an amazing thing. He says this is because of Yosef's Hotsoas Diba. He says Yosef already sinned in Parshas Vayeshev, Vayove Yosef as Dibosam Roel El Avihem. Yosef was pogam on his level in Pagam HaLoshon. So he was already Motzi Diba. Because he was Motzi Diba, so therefore from his descendants, one of the Meraglim, Gadi Ben Susi, is introduced here. And the Rokeach says, Gadi is a remez to Yosef, because it's the word Gadi, and when they sold Yosef, they slaughtered a Gadi. Who did they sell Yosef to? They sold him to Mitzrayim that are compared to horses. Gadi ben Susi, Azirma Susim Zirmosam. And he says also, Gadi is Begamatria 17, Yosef was 17 when he was sold to Mitzrayim. Meaning that this, as a result of Chet HaMeraglim, we have to experience all the Goliaths, including the Goliaths of Bavel and Modai and Yavon and Edom. Gadi ben Susi is Begamatria Bavel, Modai, Yavon, Edom. And that could be the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was davening for Yehoshua. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Yosef has to be punished. Yosef is punished because of his participation, because of his Hitzoas Diba on the brothers. Just as the Meraglim didn't take a lesson from Miriam, who was Motzi Diba, Ro'u V'leilokhu Musar, Yosef already sinned in this area, Vayove Yosef as Dibosim Ro'u El Avihim, and as a result, it was inevitable that one of his descendants was going to be a Meragel. So Moshe Rabbeinu davens for Yehoshua, that Yehoshua should not be affected. Had Moshe Rabbeinu not davened for Yehoshua, it seems clear here, Yehoshua definitely would have joined the Meraglim. Especially the way the Targum Yonason says, that Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Yehoshua because he saw his tremendous humility. Katchoma Moshe and Visanusei the Yehoshua Benun. What does that have to do with it? The way he understands it is he was so humble, he wasn't someone to offer any of his own opinions. He wasn't an opinionated person. He followed the crowd. He followed the majority. The majority were Meraglim. He would have definitely joined them. He would have felt they're greater than him, and he would have joined them. Moshe Rabbeinu davens for him, and therefore he does not. But even though he doesn't, we don't find that he's very vocal here. The one who's vocal is Kalev, not Yehoshua. But Moshe Rabbeinu davens for Yehoshua specifically because he knew that as Yosef's Hotsoas Diba might affect Yehoshua, just like it affected Gadi ben Susi. And Gadi ben Susi was a Meragel. Gadi ben Susi is one of the Meragel. So Moshe Rabbeinu davens for Yehoshua. And Yehoshua conquers Eretz Yisrael later on, and the fact the Haftarah that we're going to read this week, after Parashat Shalach, this week, is about Vayishlach Yehoshua ben Nun, Shnayim Anoshim Meraglim Shitim. Yehoshua ben Nun also sends Meraglim, but the results of his Meraglim are totally different than those of the Meraglim in our Parashat, and they're very successful, and they come back, and they tell Yehoshua ben Nun that we're going to be able to conquer the land. What's lacking here is Emunah. The Meraglim lacked Emunah. The fact that they are still in Mitzrayim, as we mentioned before, the Yitzias, they had not yet totally left Mitzrayim. The fact that they say, Toiv lanu shuv Mitzrayim, nitan arosh v'na shuv Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the klipa of Litzonis. In Mitzrayim, there's no Emunah. Mitzrayim makes a mockery out of everything. Someone who makes a mockery out of everything, which he doesn't believe. A believer is serious. A believer, a ma'amin, believes even in that which doesn't make sense. Someone who mocks even that which does make sense and makes a mockery out of it. That's Litzonis. Litzonis is the opposite of Emunah. As they say, the remnant, Vayaminu b'Hashem b'v'moshe avda is b'gematria Litzonis, because Litzonis is the opposite of Emunah. Litzonis is b'gematria Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the city of Emunah. Litzonis is the opposite. Through Litzonis, you don't get to Yerushalayim. Litzonis takes you back to Mitzrayim. The Meraglim lacked Emunah, and so did Klal Yisrael that believed them. The Emunah that we can conquer the land, we don't have to worry. It doesn't matter what it looks like. You have to remember that Hashem is the one who took us out of Mitzrayim, and therefore He could take us anywhere. And the only way that we're going to get into Eretz Yisrael, the only way that Hashem is going to be Machnis means He's going to take us in, is if we go out of Mitzrayim. If we don't go out of Mitzrayim, there's no way to get into Eretz Yisrael, there's no way to get into Yerushalayim. The way to enter Yerushalayim is by leaving Mitzrayim. They lacked an Emunah. Today too. Today, what's missing today is Emunah. What's missing today is Emunah. We are worried, we're scared. The fright that we have today is more than the fright that they had then. They didn't have to worry about nuclear weapons. They didn't have to worry about the entire world ganging up against Eretz Yisrael like it's happening right in front of our eyes. They didn't have to worry about the European Union and even the United States and others, other backstabbers. They didn't have to worry about that at that time. There was definitely what to fear, but now we have a lot more to fear. And the Meraglim, unfortunately, they didn't pass the test. They lacked in their Emunah. The way we're going to be Mesaka in the Chet HaMeraglim today, and the fact that the Nisoyan of the Meraglim was the last Nisoyan, corresponding to the last Nisoyan of Avraham Avinu, the Ekev of all the Nisoyanos. That's why it says, Va'avdi Kolev Ekev Hoyser Ruach Acheres Imoy. Kolev passes the test. That's why we'll be able to pass. One might ask, if Klal Yisrael failed the 10th test, then would it ever be expected of us to pass our last test now, in the last test before the Geula? How are we going to be able to pass the test if they didn't pass the test? The answer is, most of them didn't pass the test, but Kolev passed, Yehoshua passed. Kolev, Avdi Kolev, Ekev, Hoyser Ruach Acheres Imay. Kolev paved the way for the Ekev, for the Ikvas of the Mashiach, for our time. Ikvas of the Mashiach, which is the time we're in right now, we are experiencing that which the Meraglim experienced, on a greater level. Because the fear is greater. Kolev passed, so can we. Avraham Avinu passed the last of his Nisoyan, the Nisoyan of the Akeda, which corresponds to the Nisoyan of the Meraglim. By the Akeda, it made no sense either. There was no way that Avraham Avinu can go to the Akeda using any logic at all. He passed the test, and at the end it says, Ekev asher shama Avraham b'koili. Ekev asher shamata b'koili. And Avraham Avinu passes the test and paves the way for us and gives us the strength to be able to pass the test in our time, which is the Ekev of time. Shlach is the parasha of Eretz Yisrael. This is the parasha, and it's interesting that current events is also surrounding Eretz Yisrael this week. Shlach is the parasha of Kenisa La'aretz. Right after the Chet of the Meraglim, it says, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, weren't they just told they're not going into Eretz Yisrael? So Mefarshim say he's referring to the next generation. But Rashi says, Biser lahem. He gives them over the good news, the besayra toiva. She yikonsu la'aretz, that they will enter the land. There will be an entrance at one time. This is the parasha of Nesachim. Nesachim is the same letters as Machnas. Machnas means to enter. You will enter the land and you will be able to perform all the mitzvahs in the land, including the chasim, including karbonos, which of course without karbonos there's no Nesachim. Nesachim is a requirement with karbonos. There has to be karbonos though. There's no Nesachim by themselves, the pashtus. In order to bring karbonos, we need Eretz Yisrael. The same parasha where Hashem tells the generation of the Meragim that they're not going into Eretz Yisrael, he says, Ki savoyu el Eretz Moshe Vaseichem. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells that generation that you blew it, and therefore you're not going into Eretz Yisrael. You're not going to see the land. Im Yiru es Ha'aretz, but your children will. V'tapchem asher amartem lovaz yihya v'heveisi oisam. The same expression mentioned in Parshas Va'era, the fifth expression of Geula, which is v'heveisi, is repeated here, but here it says it with a yud, v'heveisi, with an extra yud. When Hashem says to Kolev, that Kolev will go into Eretz Yisrael, and Kolev will receive Chevron as a reward, the Pasuk says, v'havi oisiv, and I will bring him to the land. And that ba'avdi kolev ekevaisu ruach acheres imoy v'ahavi osiv. There's an extra yud there too. Says the Balat Turim, the extra yud there is a remez to the eser kedushas that Eretz Yisrael has. Eretz Yisrael has 10 levels of kedusha, as the Mishnah enumerates in Kalim. Why in both psukim is there an extra yud? And we have this throughout the parasha. V'ato yigdal malkeach Hashem. There's a large yud. And what's interesting too is that we find that the psukim that we say on Yom Kippur are in this week's parasha. Is in this week's parasha. Which of course is repeated over and over again on Yom Kippur, is in this week's parasha. The same this parasha, which has in it the 10th nesayin, the final nesayin, in which as a result of this, the chasima, our fate was sealed, like nechtam gzardinam ella, because of the chet hameraglim, as we quoted before. We also have Yom Kippur in this parash, which Yom Kippur is the chasima of the aseres yamei tshuva, the day that we receive the chasima toiva for the aveiris that we did, the ability to be able to do tshuva and then to receive a gemar chasima toiva for the entire year. These psukim are said here because here in the parash where you have the ultimate chet, The highest level of chet, the lowest level of chet, the 10th nisayon, which was what makes the chet ha'egel a chet, as we mentioned before, because without the chet ha'meraglim, the chet ha'egel was pending, it could have been removed. This same pasha has in it the ability to do tshuva, the concept of Yom Kippur, which Yom Kippur was given to us because of chet ha'egel, and also because of chet ha'meraglim. That's why we have the yud, the large yud, in v'ata yigdalna, corresponding to the 10 Nisyonis, corresponding to Yom Kippur, which is the 10th day of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and Ki Yodua, that the Aseres Yimei Tshuva are also connected to the Asarim Amorais, and also connected to the Aseres Adibrois, and also connected to the Eser Makois, and also connected to the Asarim Nisyonis. That's the Yud of Vehevesi, a complete Havah. Vehevesi is a Mole Yud. Vehevesi became Atriyam Mashiach ben David with the Yud. David with the Yud, Dafka. Vehavi Yosef with the Yud. The concept of tshuva, that we see in the whole story of the Meraglim. The Meraglim came back with a cluster of grapes. The Pasuk says they took Zemoira, the Eshkel Anovim Echad. They took a branch, and on that branch was one cluster that was so heavy that they needed 8 people to carry it. Zemoira, the Eshkel Anovim Echad. Says the Yalkut Ruveni and the other Midrashim that cluster of grapes was used later on to squeeze out wine for the Nesachim, which is the first parasha mentioned right after the Chet HaMeraglim. How could it be that Hashem would command them to take the very fruits that they brought back in order to gossip about, in order to talk negatively about Eretz Yisrael? The purpose of bringing back these fruits was not to show us how beautiful Eretz Yisrael was. It was in order to show us how strange this land is, how large the fruits are, and the people are so big, and we'll never be able to conquer them. That's why Yehoshua and Kolev didn't want any part of this. Yet, later Hashem says they should take the Eshkol HaNovim, they should squeeze out the grapes, and they should use it for the Nesachim. That's the whole concept of tshuva. Tshuva is the ability to be mahapech, to turn the Aveira into a mitzvah. Tshuva me'ahava has the ability. The Gemara says, "Gedayla tshuva me'ahava shes doinais na'asu loy kezachiyais." Even a person's intentional sins are transformed to merits. The pasuk says, "Zemayra ve'eshkal anavim echad." Zemayra ve'eshkal anavim echad is b'gematria lefnei Hashem titoru, which is the phrase used concerning Yom Kippur. The ability to be mahapech, to be v'nahapechu. The whole concept of v'nahapechu, that a person can turn around, chait into a mitzvah, tumah into tahara. Here, we see right here that the chet itself was used for a mitzvah later on. The meraglim, what they brought back with the intention of sinning, is later used by the Parshas HaNesachim. Parshas HaNesachim is b'gematria v'nahapechu asher yishal to ayehudim heimah. From the parasha of the Nesachim, we see this idea of v'nahapechu, of being mahapech, that a person can totally turn himself around. And that's the whole purpose of Tammuz. Tammuz is the chodesh of Reuven. Reuven was supposed to be the Bechor. So was Tammuz. Tammuz was supposed to be the first of all months. This is the month in which we were supposed to receive the first Luchais. Had we received the first Luchais, we would have been zeicha to Re'iyah b'shleimus, v'chol ha'am ra'yim es ha'kailais. What's missing is the Re'iyah. Tammuz, it says, was created with the mode of Re'iyah. It says in Sefer Yetzirah. Every month has a specific mode. And that's how this parasha begins, U're'isem es ha'oretz ma'hi, and it ends, U're'isem o'yisoy, v'loy sasuru achrei l'vavchem v'yachrei nechem, using our eyes properly, which the Meraglim did not do. Tammuz is a month in which we rectify the Re'iyah. It's keneged de'enayim. And Tammuz is keneged Reuven. Reuven is the first Baal Tshuva. The Gemara says that Hoshea ben Nun, the one who says Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, is a descendant of Reuven, because Reuven was the first to do tshuva. And of course the question is that true? Was the other Marishan did tshuva? Kayan did tshuva? Reuven was the first to do tshuva on his own. True tshuva. Tshuva me'ahava. They did tshuva me'yira. Adam did tshuva because Hashem appeared to him. Of course he did tshuva, and so did Kayan. Reuven on his own did tshuva for his chait. Which the concept of tshuva, therefore, is Reuven's, that's Reuven's chiddush. His chiddush of the world was tshuva, and that's why he was zeicha that Hoshea ben Nun, the Navi of Tshuva Yisrael, which we say on Shabbos Tshuva, is a descendant of Reuven. That's the month of Tammuz. Tammuz, as the Svarim says, Rosh HaTev, is Zmanei Tshuva Memash Meshem Uboyim. The times for tshuva are coming. Tshuva is not until Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur L'Chaira. I mean, we still have time. Or Elul maybe. What are we saying now already? But in Tammuz already, the winds of tshuva begin to blow. Because as we start the month of Tammuz, we read Parashas Shalach, Shabbos Mevarachim Tammuz, and we read the chait, that as a result of this chait came the churban, and came all the galuyos, as quoted before, Shin Lamed Ches, the year of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and all the Churbanos and the tragedies ad hayoyim hazeh, all the result of Chet HaEgel and Chet HaMeraglim, which is what caused the month of Tammuz to be a difficult month. Yet in Tammuz we have the ability to turn around. Tammuz is tshuva. Tammuz, the Arizal said that the Shem Havaya, the Tzir of Shem Havaya, the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Tammuz, is the last letters of the words V'chol Zeh Einenu Shoveli in Megillas Esther, which is Zeh Einenu Shoveli, it's Sefer Teves Havaya backwards. Tammuz is Havaya backwards. So it's a month of Midas Hadin. What's it doing in Megillas Esther? Megillas Esther is the happiest Megillah in the entire Tanakh, and yet the Shem Havaya of Tammuz, one of the saddest months of the year, is found in Megillas Esther. That's the reason. Because on Purim we were Zeichet of Anahapachu Asher Yishal to Ayehudim Heima. Adar was also a very sad month. Shanepach Bahem Miyagain L'Simcha. The purpose is that we turn around Tammuz into a month of joy. Just as they were able to take the Eshkel Anovim that was used for Chait and transform it into a mitzvah, and it was used for the Nesachim, we can turn around Tammuz from Yemei Yogoin to Yemei Simcha. And especially now that we are in this parasha, and we learn about the Chet HaMeraglim, that the Chet HaMeraglim was in the fact that they hadn't left Mitzrayim fully. Keneged Makas Bechoyros, and as a result, the Bechoyros was taken away from Klal, so just like it was taken away from Reuven, who represents the month of Tammuz, because of Reuven's act with Bilha, Bilbel Yitzuei Oviv, Pachas Kamayim Al Toysar. Now is the time to strengthen our Emunah, and to strengthen our Shmiras Re'iyah, utilizing our Re'iyah properly, not like they did. And strengthening our Emunah literally and practically means that despite that things might look bleak, We have to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and he will take care of Eretz Yisrael. But let's be 100% sure. Hashem will take care of Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem will take care of Klal Yisrael. And no matter what we see or hear, no matter who has nuclear weapons, who doesn't have nuclear weapons, no matter what happens, Hashem is the one who took us into Eretz Yisrael the first time, and He will be taking us into Eretz Yisrael the final time. No matter how bad it might look, we have to learn the lesson from this week's parasha and not repeat the same mistake. The Ma'pilim who decided they're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, it says over here, the Hiloi Sitzlach, Moshe Rabbeinu warned them, don't go. They wanted to be Mesaka in the Chet right away, and they wanted to go by force. Moshe Rabbeinu said, don't go, it's not going to be successful. So as Reb Tzadok says, the Hiloi Sitzlach. But in the future, they will be Matzliach. In our time, they will be Matzliach. Sure. This is the time for it. Now is the time to be Ma'pilim Beruchnius. Doesn't mean that we should go there necessarily physically, it's not for me to say, but Beruchnius, certainly we can be Ma'pilim Beruchnius and cry out to Hashem and demand from Hashem that He bring the Geula, that like a child demands from his parents, and show Hashem the Amunah that we have. The Amunah is still there. We have it from Kolev, we have it from Yeshua Ben Nun, we have it from Moshe Rabbeinu, we have it from Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, and in that schus, we should be zeichet to see the complete conquering of Eretz Yisrael with Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu, and Melchemes Gog u'Magog should be Bechesed u'Veracham, and it shouldn't have to be Chas V'Shalom, but all the dinim and all the chodim that it's brought down in Svarim and Tanakh. It doesn't have to be that way. The Rebbe Levi Melech of Lezhensk said that he was mevatel already the chavle Mashiach, whatever that means. It doesn't have to be as terrible as the Tanakh says it's going to be. Certainly, if we do what we're supposed to do, it can be a lot lighter, and it could only be bedibur, as Tzadikim said. It could be yaitzah bedibur, and certainly bedibur we yaitzah already. We see today clearly bedibur, all the nations ganging up on Eretz Yisrael and demanding that part of Yerushalayim be given away in a Palestinian state. V'chula v'chula. This is all the beginnings of what we call Melchemes Gog u'Magog. We should be zeichet to see the completion of all of this. Kisavoyu aleres Moshe v'seichem, where the Chet HaMeraglim will be rectified, and will be zeichet to B'ni B'chayri Yisrael, to be recognized as Hashem's firstborn, and the B'chayri will be reinstated, and we will all be reunited in Eretz Yisrael, and Yehofchu Yamim Eilu L'Sasein U'L'Simchu L'Mayadim Tovim.